So, Bob, you guys scored a 10-year high, 39 points on Sunday. How disappointing was it that you scored in the close?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously defensively, you know, we felt terrible that, you know, 39 points wasn't enough. And, you know, we didn't play well. We understand that. We understand, obviously, we got to play a lot better. But that was very discouraging.
How do you, a lot of missed tackles, Gus alluded to it. Without putting on the pads and you can't have a training camp practice, how do you address
that? Obviously, I mean, I'm not saying anything you guys probably hadn't already anticipated, but that what we can do in practice in emphasizing tackling, we're doing it, you know, we're doing it individual, we do it as a group, and then when we're out there in team and group work and, you know, 7-on-7 and stuff like that, you could practice by taking the proper angles. You don't get to wrap them up and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the way we got to get better. And I think there's just a mentality, too. I mean, the guys have been working hard to make sure that they're putting themselves in position, you know, but once again, you don't get to take them to the ground. So, you know, you could simulate it and, you know, by tackling popsicle sleds and things like that and wrapping up, but they're non-moving objects, obviously. So that's the only way you get a chance to wrap up. So you got to try to combine those things on Sunday.
How is Chudzinski putting his stamp on what they're doing offensively compared to Pepe?
Well, I think they're definitely different thoughts. I think, you know, Chud is – he wants to go ahead and he wants to run it a little bit more. And also, you know, Pep had his own style passes, and I believe Chud has implemented some of those things, but he also has put his mark on the style passes he likes without telling them what we're preparing for. But that's what, you know, the difference is, in my opinion.
When you think about where you guys were towards the end of training camp and all the defensive free agents that were brought in, did you ever imagine you'd be here three quarters of the way through the season with the defense that you guys have got right now, particularly with the struggles on third down?
Yeah, the struggles on third down and the red zone, I mean, they, you know, those that's no joke, you know, and I take, obviously, responsibility for it, and those are things that, you know, somehow, some way, we got to get corrected. First and second down, we've been doing, you know, fairly good, and we've been putting ourselves in position to, and I just addressed this with the defense, we've been putting ourselves in position to get off the field now. You know, with starting with me, you know, we need to make sure that we put ourselves in position to get off the field. That's a big thing. And it's disappointing. This is not where we wanted to be or where we expected to be. But, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we gave up one touchdown. You know, so there's the last two games, you know, obviously have been disappointing.
As a follow-up to that, if you can't have pause on the field in this last month, how does that impact things?
Well, I mean, Gus will handle the injury thing, but if he's not, you know, obviously he's a leader, he's a quarterback of the defense, he does a lot of things, and I think he's having, you know, and you guys have been around him longer than I have, I think he's having one of his better years, whatever happens, I don't know, but you know, so anytime you lose a leader and a guy that has been productive on the field, as you know, you're not going to replace that, but you got to go next guy up, and you got to figure out other ways and other players stepping up and taking that responsibility as far as making plays.
Bob, you guys have stacked a couple of good games together and had some of the games where you struggled. You've been in this league a long time. Why is that consistency so hard to achieve?
You know what? It's very frustrating. That's an emphasis of ours. We've been talking about it, so you nailed it with what we're not doing. But, you know, to me, it's something that's very hard to evaluate. Our guys are good guys. They go out there. They work hard. You know, they do the things we ask them to do. You know, the struggles the last 2 weeks. And, you know, last week it was just some consistency with the tackling and, you know, things like that. I can't put a finger on it, Ryan. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's discouraging.
Gus has been pretty high on how Roy Miller has played this year. Is it basically – because of his health, he's able to practice a lot. How well is
you know what? I think he took his game. You know, he was in the system. I think he's healthier this year, but he's made more plays this year. He's always been a very smart and very physical player. But this year, and taking it to the next level in his position, he's made more plays. You know, so that's what's, you know, been the cool thing with Roy. And Roy is a pro, so you like to see guys like that. He comes out, he goes to work every day. He is very attentive in the meetings. He studies, he does his work. And, you know, to see those guys have success is, you know, that's a neat thing.
Gus has been really big on focusing on yourselves this week. Would that come with any personnel changes, any different attacks, different kind of ways of doing things?
Or? Well, I mean, Gus will talk about personnel, but as far as, you know, changing things up, and obviously we needed to do something to make sure that we practiced well on Wednesday. And, you know, the things that the guys came out yesterday, and we had a very good practice. I mean, a very good practice, which was encouraging. And then today we had a couple periods of competition with the ones versus ones, and that was very encouraging. So, you know, to me, that's the only way, getting to Sunday is the thing that they all want to do. But along the way, you have to take care of business on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, Saturday. And I believe the guys have taken two steps in the right direction of heading that direction. So to me, their attitude is, hey, we're going to get better, and we're going to get, you know, play our best we can on Sunday. So that's good.
How's been playing lately? He's
playing a lot better. He's really, how do I want to say this? He's really working hard to be the best that he can be. He's doing some extra work after practice. You've seen him in the games. He was in there on some crack blocks and stuff at the line of scrimmage, making some physical tackles. Has three picks now, you know, that type of stuff. So I believe that he's playing better.
Why is he playing better and better?
I don't know. I think that, you know, just continually, being in the system and understanding exactly what you need to do, maybe, or maybe his attitude has changed or whatever it is, but he's working extremely hard. It's been a, you know, a neat thing to see.
Did you like the way he reacted, the way he came back after getting benched for a game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To me, he's taken it to a new level after that happened. You know, that, you know, a lot of guys could sulk, do whatever, but he said, hey, listen, you know, I believe that these guys are doing it to try to help me out, to try to get me to be better. And, you know, and he's really, taking a step forward. Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks.